بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. The importance of Laylatul Qadr. Perceiving Laylatul Qadr is not easy. That is why the glorious Quran says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. For its greatness, the Almighty's words, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, are sufficient. The most perfect, the most complete divine book was revealed. A book revealed on a blessed Mubarak night. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we revealed it on Laylatul Qadr. This divine book was revealed on the pure heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in full on Laylatul Qadr, and again revealed gradually from Bi'that in 23 years. This night is also known as Laylatul Azama, the night of greatness. Qadr in the Holy Quran means rank, the lofty position of the Almighty God. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. They have not estimated Allah with the estimation that is due to Him. Most surely Allah is strong, mighty. Qadr means to measure and to manage. This meaning can be seen in the Holy Quran, where the Almighty says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Therein every wise affair is made distinct. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, on the 19th of the sacred month of Ramadan, the tasks are measured. On the 21st of the sacred month of Ramadan, they are checked. And on the 23rd of this month, they are signed and dispatched. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, on that night, all that would unfold in the year is measured, good and bad, profit and loss, sustenance and death, and that is why it is known as Laylatul Qadr. The destiny of every person, sustenance, job, earnings, death, births, joys, sorrows, hajj, and all events based upon one's abilities and needs are designed. This is a wise divine measure which does not contradict with man's free will. On this exclusive night, the destiny is presented upon the pure heart of the Imam of Time, the Messiah. May our souls be sacrificed to the dust of his pure feet, and on him be our sincere salam. Laylatul Qadr is the title deed of Imamat. It's the greatest proof of the Imamat and its continuity throughout the ages. It is a proof of the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. That is why Suratul Qadr is known as the ID, the identity of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And to strengthen our bond with them, we are asked to recite this surah 1,000 times a day in this sacred month of Ramadan. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, never did Abu Bakr and Umar come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but that he recited Suratul Qadr with grief and tears. They said, your grief in reciting this surah is so severe, why? The Apostle replied, it's because of what my eyes have seen and my heart has perceived, and it is because of that this person, that is Ali, will see after me. They said, what have you seen and what will he see? The Prophet replied, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. In it the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord with every command. Does anything remain after kull amr, every command? They said, no. Then the Prophet said, do you know to whom is every task and affair revealed? They said, to you, O Rasulullah. Then he continued, does Laylatul Qadr continue after me? They said, yes. He said, will the tasks and affairs reveal after me? And on whom? They said, we do not know, Ya Rasulullah. He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, held Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam by his head, placed his hand on his head and said, if you do not know, then know now. After me, that man is Ali, son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, indeed, every year has a Laylatul Qadr. The tasks of the entire year are revealed in that night. Indeed, that night has its rightful masters. I am one of them, that is, the Imams. The love of Ali Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam is among the special favors that is granted in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a proof of Imam Mahdi's existence. May we be sacrificed to him. Laylatul Qadr is the night of wilaya. In this regard, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Man adraka Fatima faqad adraka Laylatul Qadr. One who has perceived Fatima alayha salam has indeed perceived Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the night of being forgiven. Laylatul Qadr is the night of the grand favor of Allah to His creation. In this regard, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, one who perceives Laylatul Qadr and is not forgiven is distanced from the mercy of God. One who abandons Laylatul Qadr has in fact abandoned every goodness on his own self and is the only one who has deprived himself. Therefore, we have to strive a lot to benefit from this great night in order to get forgiven. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, all the sins of one who stays awake in Laylatul Qadr sincerely will be forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, to my nation the Almighty blessed a night, Laylatul Qadr, and to no nation was this blessing ever granted. The Prophet continues and says, if I do perceive Laylatul Qadr, what do I ask for? He said, Al-Afiyah, the well-being and a good end. Prophet Musa alayhi salam says, Ilahi uridu qurbak, qala qurbi liman istayqadha Laylatul Qadr. O God, I want your nearness. The Almighty said, my nearness is in being awake on Laylatul Qadr. Ilahi uridu rahmatak, qala rahmati liman rahimal masakeen Laylatul Qadr. O God, I want your mercy, he said. My mercy is for someone who has mercy on the needy in Laylatul Qadr. Ilahi uridul jawaza ala sirat, qala dhalika liman tasaddaqa bisadaqatin fi Laylatul Qadr. O God, I want the permit on the path. He said, that is for someone who gives sadaqa in Laylatul Qadr. Ilahi uridu min ashjar al-jannah wa thimariha, qala dhalika liman sabbaha tasbihahu fi Laylatul Qadr. O God, I want the trees of the paradise, he said. That is for someone who glorifies him by tasbih in Laylatul Qadr. Ilahi uridu an-najat min an-nar, qala dhalika liman istaghfara fi Laylatul Qadr. O God, I want your pleasure. He said that is for someone who offers a two-rakat prayer in Laylatul Qadr. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Fatima never allowed anyone to sleep on that night, that is Laylatul Qadr. She gave them little food. She prepared them to be awake from the previous day and said, indeed, deprived is someone who is deprived from the goodness of this night, which is Laylatul Qadr. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ
سُبْحَانَكَ يَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَيْتَ يَا رَحْمَنُ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ يَا مُجِيبُ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا رَحِيمُ تَعَالَيْتَ يَا كَرِيمُ أجرنا من النار يا مجيب